This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This question is from a sister saying, I read all this ahadith about the virtue of praying in congregation. And for me as sisters, hard to go to the masjid, I pray at home. And do I get the same reward as if I go to the masjid or pray at the masjid? Do I still get the same reward like men? So the men get reward multiplied 20 plus times. Would the woman also get her salah or her reward multiplied if prayed at home? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a woman pray at home, like hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith Sunan Abi Dawud and Tirmidhi and others, that the woman, when she prays at home, her reward is more than praying at the masjid. So if she pray in congregation jama'ah and she take that multiplied rewards by going to the masjid and praying congregation, if she pray at home by herself, her reward is way more. And Ummi Hamid, the wife of Hamid al-Sa'idi radiallahu anha, she came into the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I love to pray with you. And listen, this is, she's saying that to the Prophet in Masjid Rasulullah, where the salah is 1,000 times double. And she said that. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know that you love to pray with me, but I want you to know that praying at home is better for you, more rewarding for you. خَيْرُ لَكِ مِنْ صَلَاتِكِ فِي مَسْجِدِ صَلَاتِكِ فِي حِجْرَتِكِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَلَاتِكِ فِي في دارك وفي دارك خير لك من مسجدك. So the hadith goes and telling her that praying at home, the bottom line is better than praying at the masjid. So these ahadith and this report about Imam Ahmad rahimahullah and all these ahadith are authentic. These ahadith shows that there is more reward for a woman to pray at home. And also I want to say one more thing. That if this ahadith means, does not mean that women should not come to the masjid or pray to the masjid or stop from coming to the masjid. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not stop women from coming to the masjid. So they're allowed to come and to pray and to witness the jama'ah. Another point also, many people ask about, if she pray at home, would she get the same reward that is required or these rewards which is conditional to pray in congregation? So for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever pray in the masjid and stay في مصلى until the sunrise, take the reward of أجر عمره and حج in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. It's been reported that the Prophet said that. روي ذلك عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. What if she prayed at home? شيخنا الشيخ باز رحمه الله said he said من جلس في مصلى, he stayed where he prayed or in the مصلى, in the masjid, and he said, for women, their masjids, it's in their homes. So that's why they take the same reward and the hadith apply to them as well. And then Imam Malik, rahimahullah, have something similar to that. Mullah Ali Qari also mentioned something related to this, that all the hadith that says you pray in the masjid and you stay until this and that ajr comes for you, if you stay in the masjid and wait for the next salah, that's applied to women when they pray at their home in the place where they pray, their musalla at home. Take the same rules when it comes to the reward, but not the same rules of the masjid when it comes to i'tikaf or, you know, the rules and regulation for masjid, no business transaction take place. That doesn't apply to the musalla at home, but the reward, she will be, inshallah, rewarded for that. Same, we say, for someone who can't come to the masjid for a valid reason like sickness or something of that nature. Wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.